We continue our learning le'ilu nishmas David ben Menachem u'shem Nechem Yaakov ben Gazaleo. We're in Tanis Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. Higia Rosh Chodesh Kislev v'lo yordu gushama. So Kislev, which obviously comes after Maheshvan, is about 2 weeks after the date we would expect that third rainfall. So if the no rain has come by then, by Kislev, so this is considered a concern that we have, because it usually doesn't rain. That third rain usually comes by the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, the latest. So now we not only involve the individuals, the Yechidim, the Talmidei Chachamim, but now the entire community is involved in the Taniyot. So the Mishnah says, Higia Rosh Chodesh Kislev lo yodu gushamim, Beis Din goes in Shalosh Taniyot Salat Tzibur. The Beis Din now decrees a series of fasts. It's also Monday, Thursday, Monday. Three of them, Monday, Thursday, Monday, on the Tzibur. Those 3 days, what are the halachos? Ochlin v'shosin. So we begin with less severity, similar to what the Talmidei Chachamim were doing. You're able to eat and drink when it's dark, like we would do on most of our public fast days. You don't have to start the fast from the day before. You can eat the entire night. Umutarn b'malacha, and there is no prohibition of doing malacha. Uverechitzu v'sicha, you can wash the body, you can anoint with oils. Uvenis hasandal, you're able to wear leather shoes. Uvetashashami, and marital relations are permitted. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, but what about Avru Eilu V'lonanu? What if that first series of fasts, the Monday, Thursday, Monday, of these communal fasts where everyone's involved, are those passed, and now it still hasn't rained? So the Mishnah now says, Beis Din goes in Shalosh Taniyos Acheros Al Hatzibur. Now we have another series of fasts, also Monday, Thursday, Monday. And here, the Mishnah tells us, as we see, it increases in severity. Ochlin v'shosin mi ba'od yom, which means, like Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, the fast begin from the previous day before sunset. V'asurin b'malacha, and malacha is prohibited. Now, why is malacha prohibited? It's not a yontif. So, it's based on the pasuk in Yoel and Perek Beis. It says, kadshu tzom kiru atzara. The word atzara is a reference to a fast day, like atzeres. The same way we have that malacha is prohibited on atzeres, let's say with Shmini Atzeres, or in Mishneh turns atzeres refers to Shavuos. So here too, atzara, kadshu tzom, kiru atzara. It should be a day that's sanctified as a fast day. And now you should call out of atzara. Atzara means a gathering, an assembly of people, but here it's a reference to not doing malacha, like we have on atzeres, on Shmini Atzeres or Shavuos. And malacha is something that we assume is mesiach das, is something that makes someone inattentive from whatever it is that he's supposed to be focused on. We have an isur malacha when it comes to avelus as well during the days of Shiva. So here too, there's going to be an isur malacha. So once again, ochlin v'shosin mibod yom, you can only eat and drink during the daytime. Once it's the nighttime after sunset, you're not allowed to eat and drink anymore. So the fast starts during the daytime, like Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And v'asurin malacha, uver rechitza, and you're not permitted to wash the body. So here, rechitza, we generally look at Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur as a day you also can't do rechitza. But here, there's a little bit of a difference on when it comes to the fast days. So like Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, we don't wash the body. We don't wash the body at all. So, but here we will allow, as we'll see from later in the Mishnah, you can wash the hands, face, and feet with hot water, and you can bathe the entire body with cold water. So here, rechitza doesn't mean what it necessarily means on Tisha B'Av. Let's say on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, we have the restrictions more. The rechitza follows the restrictions of Shiva, where we're a lot more strict. Here, hot water for hands, face, and feet are permitted, and the entire body in cold water. So that's the issur of rechitza. Uvesicha, and anointing the body, which is also only not allowed if it's for pleasure, to remove if it needs to be clean. So this is allowed, of course, rechitza, even and not only a rechitza shel, here the rechitza shel tanug is asur, but it sounds like even rechitza for certain parts of the body we allow as well. Uvenilas a sandal, and you're not permitted to wear leather shoes. Vitasra shamita, and marital relations are prohibited as well. Venoalinis amacharzos, and the public bathhouses are closed. And this seems to be the proof that when it says the iser of rechitza, we said only applies to hot water. It means that's where people would bathe with hot water. But that's what the Gemara assumes on Daf Yud Gimel, that only hot water bathing is not permitted for the whole body, and that's why they close the bathhouses. But to wash the whole body with cold water or to wash hands, feet, and face with hot water is permitted. Then Ovru Eilev Alonan. What about these six fast days, the series of Monday, Thursday, Monday, which was less severe, then the next three, which were a little bit more severe. So now, if these days have passed already, and it still hasn't rained, so Beis Din goes in Alein Otsheva. Beis Din now decrees another seven fast days, also would follow a Monday, Thursday, Monday pattern. And it'll be, so now all together, as the Mishnah says, that ends up being 13 tanios. Maybe the 13 tanios is symbolic of the shloshos emidos of Hashem, which is something we actually speak about on a fast day. So that could be why we mention 13. Now, it's also possible that there's something the Mishnah has to emphasize 13 fasts al HaTzibur for the following reason. Let's say there were some other calamity, some other concern that we had that was affecting the entire community. Now, that was not a drought. Would we say that 13 is the maximum number, as we're going to see? We don't go past 13. If it hasn't rained after these 13 fasts, that's the end of the fasting. So could that be related to the fact, well, after these 13 fasts, it's so late already in the season, maybe we don't want it to rain. But if there were, let's say, a plague or something, so maybe we would be goes there more fast. Some, that is one opinion, and others say, no, 13 is the maximum no matter what the issue is. We're not going to impose any more fasts on the community past the number 13. So the Mishnah here says, again, if these six fast days have passed and it hasn't rained, Beis Din goes there another seven, which will altogether be 13. And in what way are these, the next seven fasts, and what way could we make them even more severe than the first six? Hare elu yiseros ala rishonos. So these are going to be even more stringent than the earlier ones. Shebe elu masriyin. Number one, we blow the shofar. Tekiah trua, tekiah. Here we blow the shofar, and that's a sign that we are in distress. V'noal in esach anuyos, and we close the stores. Now, all the stores should be closed. This is a reminder. This is another level of not doing malacha. This is where the stores are closed. People realize that it's a great misfortune. There's a great calamity. And closing the stores, people don't go shopping. They're focused completely on the calamity that's affecting the entire community. So, but we have to buy food. So when it comes to other businesses, those remain closed. But when it comes to food, basheni matin in chashecha. So on Monday, remember, they're only fasting on Monday, Thursday, Monday. So the stores can be open on Tuesday and Wednesday. That's not an issue. But it's on the days that we're fasting, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Remember, it's these seven last days. So we're going to have the stores closed. But on Monday, matin, you can open the doors to the store partially. That's what matin means, incline them. Keep them partially open to let customers come in and buy what they need. So that we can do im chashecha, very close to when it's getting dark. That's for Monday. Vachamishi, but on Thursday, we're more lenient. Mutarin, you're allowed to keep the doors open. Mibnei Kvod HaShabbos. So these are the food stores that can stay open because people have to prepare for Shabbos. The other stores, so those should remain closed.